Welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and today we're having a conversation about interracial dating and dating Black in Juno. I am joined here via Zoom by Kelly, Blaine, JJ, and of course myself, your host, Christina. So we'll just jump back into the conversation here, and I would love to ask, there's pros and cons to everything, and so I'm thinking, you know, with it being a small town, I'm sure we can run off a list of cons, but are there any things that you would consider to be a positive or a plus about dating here?
There's no shortage of outdoor activities. If you get bored in Juno, you're a boring person.
Okay.
So it's easy to stay, like mix it up, go to different spots and do different things that are not money-based.
Yeah. So like hiking, fishing, whale watching, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Bonfires.
Bonfires. I was going to say, me and my boyfriend have done quite a few bonfires. Like, and they all feel different, you know? It's like, it's nice.
Yeah. Very relaxed atmosphere in general. People up here are pretty laid back.
I would agree with that.
I don't mind getting dressed up, but I do like that it is a lot more relaxed in Juno.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like when you are supposed to get dressed up, it still feels like you don't have to get, like, go all out. Like, you're going to be dressed up for Juno.
Yeah.
Definitely not the same standards is a good word, that need to be adhered to when dating here.
Yeah. What about any cons to dating locally?
When you do go out and you just see one person, then they might tell everybody before you're ready to make it Facebook official. So
that is very true.
There's that. And you can either lie and say this is a friend, and then you have to figure out what you're going to do if it like works out, but you know,
he was a friend until he wasn't anymore.
I'm saying that from personal experience. So, yeah.
Okay. That's definitely fair.
I would think the whole, like you said, in Juno, it's the saying is you don't miss your girl, you miss your turn. That's definitely a con, a little bit. Unless you're not from here or you didn't grow up here, then it's fine. Then everybody's new to you. But, and you may have an advantage if you're new.
Yeah.
Because you've never been. So, in Juno.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that way.
Do you have an advantage? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the same backstory. I don't have the same history. I don't care much about people's histories. I mean, I do if they're significant to me, but as far as getting to know everything about the town, that's not what I'm doing right now.
So it was definitely super, sorry, this is Kelly. It was super weird to me when I moved here, and there was only one high school. Like, that's weird to me. Like, it was weird to me that, like, everybody within 4 years of your age, like, you all went to school together. Like,
right.
how do you date like that? I can remember being in high school and having a rule that I didn't date anybody that went to my high school. Like, if I would have gone here, that would have meant that my boyfriend would have been like 20 when I was 14, or he would have been 12 when I was 14. Like, it's just right. Weird that you guys had to, like, you can't live down like anything. Like, Michael still has a friend that he calls like pee pants in like junior year because he peed on himself in the third grade, and the kid has had to go to school with them like his whole life. Like, people don't have a chance to reinvent themselves. It was the strangest thing to me.
No, you have to move and be gone for a while and then come back looking different. You lose weight, hopefully not gain a bunch of weight, change hair, and then you can come back.
sorry, I'm still laughing about pee pants. Like, that is just so wrong.
I could definitely see that being a thing where you can't, you do need to have people outside of your general circle because growing up is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, do any of your families have a preference or opinion on the race of the people you choose to date? Or was there any expectations, either implied or like just flat out communicated to you?
I come from an interracial family. So that would be, yeah, no, they don't care.
That's great.
My bio mom had the expectation of me dating interracially, not dating of my same race, because she thought I would have an easier time.
Like an easier time in life, or?
Yeah, in life. Like my then my children would have an easier time in life because they would be mixed.
Okay.
So I had the expectation to date outside my race.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know for myself, it was never discussed, I think. I mean, my parents are both African American, but I always, for some reason, really wanted to marry a Hispanic man. Always growing, I mean, I don't know why, but growing up, I always was like, I'm going to marry someone Hispanic. And they were like, okay. And then I went to California and then I changed my mind. Like, I just was like, somehow it just wasn't exotic anymore. And so I was just like, okay, I just dropped that whole thing. So similar to Jonathan, like there was no expectation. Nothing was ever communicated to me in that regard. Like, they're just all about love, and as long as I'm happy and treated well, like, they're happy. So I'm going to ask one more question about this topic. And of course, if there's anything else that you would like to share, please feel free to. But what is something that has surprised you or that you've learned about dating outside of your race?
I learned that you have to ask questions. So I don't know how heavy this conversation was to be, but when all of the George Floyd stuff happened, I just assumed that my husband and I were on the same page. You know, that he had asked me randomly before it happened, I don't know what he had been reading, but asking me about systemic racism. He said, do you believe it exists? And I said, of course it exists. And he said, oh, well, I didn't think to say, well, why did you say, oh? So then the George Floyd stuff happened, and he said, well, we just don't know. And in that moment, like, it was like getting the air kicked out of me. And we had a really hard time because we hadn't had those tough conversations about what we believe about racism and what we believe politically, because I just assumed that if he was going to date me, knowing that I'm African American, we were similar in political beliefs in that way. And it's been good. Like, we've had some really good, tough conversations, and we're a lot more alignment. But I think the biggest thing I learned was to ask questions, because just because somebody's okay with this race issue doesn't mean that you're similar in a lot of other ways.
Wow. Wow. Well said. And that is a really great point. On one hand, I feel like you would automatically have conversations about race and where you stand on certain things because you are different races. But on the other hand, I can see you just being in your relationship and you're just moving right along and that not even being a topic. Because I have friends who are white, and like, one of my best friends is white, and we've never talked about race at all. Like, and I've, you know, just always assumed that she knew my struggles and that I knew hers and that we were cool. And until, like, similarly, like when the incident with George Floyd happened. So yeah, that's an interesting dynamic to have in a relationship. And I'm really glad that you guys were able to talk through it, and that hopefully you guys got closer and had a better understanding of each other.
Oh, definitely. Like, him being in law school and taking like criminal law and just getting some just like facts.
Yeah.
And moving across the country and traveling in a pandemic, he was like, oh, okay. Okay. Because for him, his perspective, which I can't discount, he didn't see it. Not that he didn't believe it. He just couldn't see it growing up in a tiny little town of 3,000 people with two black people and one Hispanic person. Like he just, and he's like, I like everybody. I don't have a problem. I just can't see what you see. Not that I'm taking away from it, but yeah, it was really, it was good. It was really good for us.
Yeah.
It was really good for us.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Blaine. Jay?
Yeah. That's always a pretty heavy one. Usually I'm pretty outspoken. And as I said earlier, I don't attract that type of person into my life that's going to be triggering to me. However, I have had plenty of experiences. Like I've dated girls that told me, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we were overreacting. Mm. We were talking about racism mm-hmm. and things like that. I had one that didn't believe me until I got pulled over for no reason, asked about all sorts of drugs, had to tell the officer he was being out of line, and he didn't let us go until he took her ID too to make sure she didn't have warrants.
Wow. So once she was part of the experience, then she believed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're just overreacting. This, like, wow, I didn't believe you. I really didn't believe you. Like, yeah. This is a welcome to my life. And at this point, I don't want to say defeated, but it's the world we live in. I've found that I've had to have more patience when it comes to that.
More patience when it comes to
interracial dating.
Okay.
And the need for understanding. Like, I need to understand where they're coming from and what they've been exposed to and what they haven't been exposed to.
Absolutely.
Because frankly, for a lot of white girls, there's a very pretty picture that's painted in front of them. And somehow that's what they get to watch throughout their lives instead of some other things.
Yeah.
Even as simple as the other day, my husband and I were at Walmart and we paid for our stuff and he crumpled the receipt and he threw it up and I ran and I picked it up and we're walking out and he's like, why'd you pick it up? You can't walk out of the store without your receipt. And he, what do you mean you can't walk out of the store without your receipt? And I'm like, because they ask you to look at your receipt. And he stops and he turns around. And he's like, I have never been asked to see my receipt walking out of Walmart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's
every time.
Yep.
I'm like, every time I go to Walmart, they ask me to see my receipt. And I'm walking with him and I'm like, watch, they're going to ask me. Of course, they look at him and they don't ask me anything. But I'm like, if I was here by myself, they totally would ask me to see my receipt.
Yeah. That's real.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're going to take another quick break. And I wish that we could spend more time on this subject. But due to the time, we do have to wrap it up. And when we come back, I'm just going to ask the question, if you could have a conversation with any Black person living or not, in honor of Black History Month, who would it be and why? So to our listeners, stay tuned. We will be right back with the answer to that question. And thank you, Blaine and Jay, for what you've shared on your dating experiences here in Juneau.